honesty in office so that everybody we do business with in the county is not giving us the scam. He went on to further state that I said the county and the school district had each been paying $36,000 a year for lobbying services, which were previously performed by Yvonne Murphy, and that we would be saving $12,000 by hiring Greg Hess. This is the one and only accurate statement made during his public comment, in my opinion. He went on to state that instead of losing us $6,000, it cost us more money, going from $72,000 to almost $80,000. This is patently untrue. For the record, the total combined salary and benefits costs for Mr. Hess for the coming fiscal year are calculated to be $62,265.68, which includes increases in both PERS and health insurance. His base compensation did not and will not increase. Our comptroller's office bills the school district for 50% of Mr. Hess's salary and benefits, which equates to an estimated amount of $31,132.84 for the coming year. While we are not saving quite as much as we did for the first half of this year due to the increases in PERS and medical benefits, we still will save almost $10,000 a year between the two entities. And as Commissioner Gilman has pointed out, a lobbyist of Mr. Hess's qualifications and background will cost both the county and the school district much, much more if we contracted out with one of the traditional law firms. Mr. Beach stated that he would like to have some penalty for not being honest. I stand by my previous statements as being accurate and honest, and I actually encourage Mr. Beach to more genuinely practice what he preaches in telling the truth as close as he knows it. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have any other?
Everything else is staff.
Okay, under staff. All right, public comment. Anyone else? Sean?
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Sean Griffin, Community Chest. I wanted to give you some good news this Tuesday afternoon. On July 2nd, Tuesday, 5 to 7, we'll be reopening the library upstairs in the Community Center. There'll be a children's section and about 580 books, and it'll be staffed by volunteers. And so we're going to have a big grand opening at that time, and I want to cordially invite all of you to come if you can. Secondarily, I'm meeting Thursday with the State Library staff to get CLAN. I hate that name. It's the Central Library Access Network. Anyways, to get CLAN back available to our patrons here so that they can take out books across the system statewide. And I'm working closely with Sarah Jones in Carson City to have Story County be part of their Overdrive system, which will enable us to access all e-books through the Overdrive system. What we hope to do with that is purchase Kindles and check them out, and also have books available for download when people come into the center to utilize them. They are going to give, both CLAN and Sarah Jones are going to give us a substantial discount because we're still a fledgling group, but it's going to happen, which is huge. And as soon as we can, we'll move these services to both Mark Twain and Lockwood so that they can have access both to the online surf system and to the system of interlibrary loan and the children's books. We'll figure out a way to move them back and forth. But I've had four wonderful volunteer librarians here for 2 weeks, coding and scanning all the books, getting them up. We've ordered rugs. It's a beautiful play space. It'll be, as I said, for children and families. We've ordered boxes to put the books in, not shelves, so that the kids can access them on their level. They can sit there. They've also recruited Washoe County librarians to come up and coordinate free reading time with the parents and the families for the duration of the summer. That will all be run by professional librarians, MLS people. And all of the cataloging, et cetera, to date has been done by professional librarians in their volunteer time. So I'm hopeful that as we continue down the road, we get more resources. We can begin to staff it up and make the adult section available to everybody, as well as the children's section, that is the physical books that are in this. And we continue to return everything that will not be used to the high school library, all the ancillary material that was removed, so that material will also be used. Lastly, I'm working with District Attorney Maddox to get all the law books in our office, open as a law library where the computer center is, which is already public, already available for everybody, and used by the public at this time, so there won't be any computer problems, so that people can access both the online law library and the physical books. And we hope to get that done this month. So that's the state of affairs in library land. Any questions, suggestions, thoughts?
Keep it.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome. And I'm thrilled that this is happening. And on the second, when we have the grand opening, I'll make sure to acknowledge the volunteers who have done so much incredible work for us, and both Sarah Jones and the folks at the State Library bent over backwards. They're all doing this, you know, just out of the kindness of their hearts.
We're awfully proud of what you've been able to do with so little money.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you about a month.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't stay on there.
Who else we got? Dale, come on up.
My name is Dale Beach. I'm a political activist, I guess. If you folks have documents who would convince me that what I said is wrong, I'd love to have them. My understanding from what I've been able to get, and it's tough to get documents, is that we're spending $39,900 per month for our lobbyist, Mr. Hess, for the 4 months that the legislature's open. He gets the money over 24 months. That's my belief. If it's wrong, please give me the documents to say it's wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, does he get health insurance from us?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, you tag health insurance on to $60,000 and you get $79,800. That's what I said.
You get exactly the amount I stated. You get exactly the amount I stated in the budget. One more time, $62,265.68.
That's what he gets?
That is his annual cost to employ him year-round, not for 4 months in the legislature. As I stated before, if you had left the building, he is also a federal lobbyist. And he works with us on the inter-county road.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
It's not a four-month job.
Is my time running when he's talking? Are you talking?
You asked the question.
What?
You asked the question.
I asked the question, okay. Would you please give me the answers in writing? I like writing. I like paper. Okay, let's go to the lobbyist, Harvey Whitmore. Does everybody know Harvey Whitmore? He was a state lobbyist. He got in a little over his head now, and he's looking at maybe 15 years in federal pen, and $750,000 fine. That's what he's looking at. They're in negotiations with him right now to get him to tell him some things they'd really like to know about our senator.
Nothing to do with Story County.
I can't hear.
I said that has nothing to do with Story County.
Well, I think he lobbied for issues in Story County when he was a lobbyist in the state. That's my thoughts. Okay, I'd like to have an ordinance committee and some management reduction committee, and I'd like to be on them. I would like to see if we can't cut costs for our county. But I still stand by that we're spending $39,900 per month for the 4 months that the state legislature's in office, in issue on Bum Hess over 2 years. That's what I believe.
All right.
If it's wrong.
You're wrong.
Please give me something in writing that shows what it is. What he tells me, write it down and sign your name on the bottom and mail it to me.
Ask the clerk after the meeting. It's in the record.
Ask what now?
One more time. Ask the clerk. It's in the record.
Ask what clerk?
For a copy of what I just read.
Oh, is it going to be in the record?
Yes, sir.
Get a copy of it.
Well, that'd be nice. Will it come in the mail, or how do I get it?
Don't be running off during the middle of these meetings, and then maybe you'd learn something.
I have a heart condition, and I have to go home, and I only have so much time on earth, and only so much of that time I allocate for Story County. I've got other issues that are a lot more important to me than Story County.
Have a seat, then.
No. I can't have a seat, Mr. Chairman. I've got to excuse myself because I've got...
Okay, well, Dale, have a... Have a nice day.
And I'll ask the clerk in writing for a copy of it.
It is
everything I say up here.
All right, Mark, come on up.
What?
I'm calling Marshall.
Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. 2nd of April 2013, item number 6 is public comment. And after today's meeting, I'm going to file stamp at the clerk's office my written request for public record, and that would be minutes of previous meetings there more than 30 days ago that have never been put on the agenda by the commissioners. So for the record, on Tuesday, the meeting of April the 2nd, 2013, Tuesday, 9 a.m., has not been approved by the commissioners. The meetings are not, minutes aren't there. There's no way to go back. There's no record of the meeting happening. Also, Tuesday, April the 16th, 2013, no minutes approved, and no record of what happened that day.
Mark,
Tuesday.
Mark, excuse me, what was that date? The second one?
April the 16th. And then also the 7th of May, 2013. That's approaching 30 days. You know, I've never checked statute to see if you can. Today you approved the minutes of May 20th, and there's three prior meetings before that. And, you know, of course, the meeting I'm really interested in is the meeting where I believe I was wrongfully excluded. That was a real long meeting. I don't even know what went on the rest of that meeting. So I'm going to ask the clerk to give me draft minutes within 5 working days. Hopefully these will be on the agenda of your next meeting. If you haven't asked your clerk to get these minutes to you to get them on the agenda, then I will. Particularly April 2nd, in which I filed my open meeting law written complaint. In regards to Dale Beach, shoot, I've worked long and hard with Dale. I've seen his written request for information in the runaround. He and myself and others get it. It's really tough. And for anybody to say that anything we say is wrong without offering some kind of evidence is speculation. And in regards, no, let's just leave that out.
Thanks, Mark. Anybody else? Okay, consent agenda. Not much on that. Comments? Motion to approve them? Move for approval?
No second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion is carried. Staff reports. Let's see. Patrick, why don't you?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to go first. Patrick Gilmore, Virginia City Attorney.
Come up to the podium.
Yeah, you got to do it. So we can get you on TV and record your voice. And
well, on a happier note, Patrick Gilmore for the record. Diddy couldn't be here, so he asked me to come to remind everybody. Most of you already know about our familiarization tour this Thursday. I have copies if you did not get an invitation. Story County residents, all of our venues, partners, hotel, lodging. We're doing a 2 sessions, a morning tour and an afternoon tour. The morning tour starts at 9:15. The afternoon tour starts at 1:15. The trolley will be taking us to the Fourth Ward School, the Comstock Gold Mill. We're going to, our friend Ron Gallagher will be there giving us lessons and history, fun history lessons on stuff that you may not know about Virginia City. So thank you for the support that most of you have already given us, and try to be there and help us sell it. There is room. I have more room for the morning session and more room for the afternoon session. So just give me a call. Thank you. Have any questions? Questions? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sheriff. Mr. Sheriff.
I know.
Well, there's not a lot of us here.
Just a couple of things. And I shared this with Pat yesterday when we were talking, but received several complaints over the weekend on the Reno Tahoe Odyssey run and the traffic control, since it was done on the state highway and the control was supposed to be being provided by the highway patrol. I'll be talking with the state folks. Pat and I have discussion, or had the discussion, and we'll continue to discuss it with the event planners for next year, try and make things a little bit better. Only other thing that I have, just for information purposes, I can still run, at least from one end of town to the other. I did it Friday with the Special Olympics torch. We had a great weekend event with Special Olympics, opening ceremonies Friday night, and the games on Saturday. So,
how'd you feel after the run yesterday, Sheriff?
Oh, that had nothing to do with the run. Yesterday had nothing to do with the run. I felt great after the run.
Austin, you got anything for us?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Just a couple items I want to bring up. We know that we had the Truckee River Flood Management Authority's meeting in May 16th out at Lockwood. I appreciate those who attended. I think we learned a lot. After the meeting, a gentleman had brought up during the meeting the idea of somehow bypassing the neighborhood, having the river during flood stages go around the backside of Rainbow Bend and Lockwood. And while engineering-wise it may be challenging, it may not be possible, it wasn't a half-bad idea. So I went down to Reno, talked to the flood project folks about, you know, that one may be possible. There's some challenges if we ran the river behind the neighborhood. You know, they'd have to create reservoirs and pressurized flumes and things like that. It may not be quite really aligned with what's feasible. But maybe the idea of running a box culvert of something like that underneath Avenue of the Colors on the west side and Avenue de la Clers on the east side, or something similar where that device would essentially just take a portion of a flooding river and allow that river to expand, and also maybe able to take a portion of Long Valley Creek during flooding stages. If that could be engineered and created, it's possibly a way to mitigate flooding at that area and have a zero impact on that neighborhood. And the road could be literally put right back on top of those culverts. There are some engineering challenges. There's some cost analyses that may be a little bit high. But at this point, they've invited me to their engineers meeting coming up in about a month. And their engineers are all going to get together and talk about the various projects from all the way from Pyramid Lake all the way to Verde. And they've agreed to put this item on that meeting and have me come with anybody from our staff that may be applicable to maybe talk about a feasibility of something like this as another alternative to what may take place at Rainbow Bend. So I just want to let this commission and the public know that we're looking into different matters down there, and I'll be happy to keep you updated on that. As you know, Diane Stewart has been working with us for 23 years, and she's going to retire at this point. And I'm going to have a little barbecue with our staff and her friends and people that want to come see her and say their farewells on July 25th. There will be an e-vite sent out, and if anybody has any questions about that, please feel free to give me a call. Diane will be attending that, and you'll be able to kind of have a chance to say hi to her. It's probably going to be about 11:30 to 1 o'clock, give or take, somewhere around that period of time. And she's been here since 1991 and been an incredibly dedicated employee to the county and been fully devoted to us in all those years. And I think at least we should provide that respect to her and allow her to meet with people that care a lot about her. And last but not least, I have posted a position for planner in Story County. It's posted in pretty much every other county in the state of Nevada. It's posted from here to Utah to pretty much Clark County. It's been sent out to all the emails and all the alerts of all planning departments and the American Planning Association to look for somebody who may be a viable planner for Story County to work with me in the master planning and various planning-related issues. The planner will also have nuisance duties and code enforcement duties. The planner will also work with our team on economic development and workforce development and transportation improvement across the county, Tri-Center, here in Virginia City, all over. And so pretty much everything but the kitchen sink is in the planning description for the planner. And so this person will have definitely a dynamic type of position. So I'm not looking for any particular type of person other than qualified and somebody who will be dedicated to this county and understands what's important about our county and our values. So if anybody has anything they'd like to know about the planner, please give me a call, and I'd be happy to do whatever's necessary. And I just want to tell you those things. Thank you.
Thank you. Pat,
you want to go to Paul?
Oh.
Paul,
you got anything for us?
Okay. Sure. I've got several. I apologize for this, but I am giving Gary Haynes' staff report, Danny Dotson's staff report, and then I have one or two miscellaneous items, too. Gary asked that I announce the following on his behalf, the fire district. One, ambulance subscription is open only through June 30th, so if you've been delaying getting that back in, please finalize that this month. Seasonal staff have completed the remaining fuel reduction programs on D Street, where the crews stopped during the garbage cleanup days, and completion of a fire break running from the tank above Great Cass Senior's residence all the way back to the south end of the pit. Clearance of the fire break road where the community television equipment is located, and Long Valley Road improvements for fire response have been completed as well. Seasonal staff is now in their respective stations. They've completed their academy. They will be working on home fire safety assignments, residential fuel clearance projects, and reinforcing the fire breaks in Mark Twain, which totals around 5 miles in length and 2 blades wide. Captain Yohe, and this one I'm thrilled with, Captain Yohe did an absolutely outstanding job of coordinating the every 15-minute program in the high school this last week. Almost every single department in the county participated, and Gary wishes to thank them. The program will have a long-lasting impact on our youth and will hopefully provide the tools necessary to make good decisions relating to drugs and alcohol consumption. SERPRO has stepped up to the table, and they will be giving a demonstration program on their water damage recovery, building pre-plans, and post-fire response team abilities on June 13th at the Fire Department Training Room. They go through annual pump testing on their equipment. Our existing pumps on the structure engines are aging. The oldest engine is now 36 years old, and the newest structure engine is 17 years old. One engine that is 22 years old is out of service waiting for parts to be manufactured since they no longer have them in stock. Fortunately, Central Lion has given us a loaner engine until that one can be repaired. We anticipated this and did ask permission to begin sending out replacement engine specs for obtaining costs. When this is done, we will be bringing a plan forward for replacement to you for discussion purposes. Last week, we completed a dozer boss training course for all the seasonal firefighters. All annual business inspections have been completed for 2013. This project has been ongoing since last October and finished on June 1st. Alicia has successfully completed our application to Medicare and received approval. This is so we can continue with the ambulance billings in-house. This has been an ongoing issue since last September. Needless to say, it's very meticulous and took a lot of time to complete. With that said, we are finally receiving payments from them dated back to September. There will be countywide personnel training and sand table exercises this Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Everybody is invited to attend, and you can register at 847-0954. The FEMA Health and Safety Grant has been awarded for smoke detectors and batteries. We're in the process of ordering the first round of this equipment. It'll fit in perfectly with our home fire safety surveys being conducted. So that's the fire chief's report. I got much more fun stuff from Denny. I think this is pretty cool. Benjamin Moore contacted us, this is the paint company, contacted us several weeks back and said, hey, Virginia City has been chosen to be in one of these internet vote, Facebook vote contests, similar to what we've seen in our schools. Mm-hmm. And we do very well at that, and Nevada does very well at that, because I think the Wolfpack and UNR won some Facebook polls, and you can do these on the internet. You don't have to be a Facebook or a Twitter type person. But I've got excerpts from a press release that I certainly hope, you know, both of our media will run, most if not all. Benjamin Moore, North America's most respected paint manufacturer and color authority, announced today his biggest initiative ever to revitalize communities across North America through the launch of Main Street Matters. Benjamin Moore will not only provide the paint and supplies needed for facades, porches, railings, shutters, and other exterior building trims, but his color experts will consult on the best choices to enhance the architectural style, regional influences, historic references in each community. Skilled professional painters, many of them members of the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America, will be hired, putting another segment of local business back to work, along with a local Benjamin Moore retailer who will be mixing the paints that are used. Voting began at 12 a.m. on May 16th and end at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on June 30th, 2013. So to let you know, in Nevada, we are up against only Carson City, but there are cities all over the state, just to run a few: Flagstaff, Arizona, Eureka, California, Placerville, California, Old Oakland, California, Springfield, Montana, Santa Fe, New Mexico. I mean, we're in pretty rare air here, and if we can marshal the troops and do something to eliminate Carson City's internet access, I think we might have a good shot. So please consider going to www.paintwhatmatters.com and cast your vote. I'm going to try to cast from my phone, my iPad, and two computers at home, much less the office. So vote early, vote often, the Story County way. That's it for Denny. As the sheriff mentioned, Odyssey, Denny's already been in contact with Eric from the Odyssey. You know, every good deed doesn't go unpunished, and I think some of the people in the Highlands look like they were punished. They tried to get the traffic off the grade, so they sent it across and down Toll Road, and that apparently created some major choke points, and Eric has been very responsive from the Odyssey and has already indicated that he'll be meeting with us and others to rectify this for next year. So, last, I've got a statement that I provided to the clerk together with a map that I provided each of you, and I'll just read it into the record. County officials have recently held several meetings with executives from Comstock Mining, Inc. to remedy long-standing title concerns on six parcels in the Gold Hill area. These issues date back as far as the 1940s, when the Story County Treasurer took possession of these properties for delinquent taxes. As we have experienced before, it is unclear if statutory procedures were followed based on the limited documentation available. Past errors involving lack of proper noticing to owners have proven costly to the county in amounts in excess of $300,000, not including litigation expenses, which Wayne's Group was kind enough to help us with. We understand the most efficient and legally sound way to rectify these issues is through quiet title action in the district court. While Story County will be named in this action, it is no way adversarial, as it is the best way to correct any deficiencies. We'll continue to work with Comstock Mining to minimize our risk exposure and maximize our revenue potential. So if you have any questions, please come see me or Bill, and we'll be happy to give you the details behind that. Okay?
Cool. Yeah.
And there is a map provided to the clerk, and that's my report.
Good deal. We're gonna throw in the towel there pretty quick and surrender, Scott. Then we're gonna put in for apply for foreign aid after we surrender. Bill,
couple of things. Tim Treffinger's here today. This is his probably last meeting working in the DA's office. He'll be leaving sometime this month when his 1,039 hours run out. He's still looking for a job, so if anybody has one, you'll be more than happy to get it. I keep telling him it took me 8 months to get a job as a lawyer when I started out, and I was actually laboring for my brothers, and I can remember we were working on the sewer interceptor line, and I was next to this guy shoveling, and he said, you know, I barely got out of high school. I never figured I'd be working in a hole next to a lawyer. And so it takes some time, but I want to thank Tim for the The first few months he was here was as an extern, and he's been being paid for the last few months, but I want to thank him for his service to the DA's office in Story County. The other, and oh, by the way, I gave him a map of Story County as his going away present. So the other thing, on occasion, and it's good that it isn't that frequently, we have to remove children from homes in Story County if we discover that there may be any abuse or neglect. And right now, as far as I can tell, when we remove them, we place them in foster homes. And right now, we don't have any foster parents in Story County. So not only do they suffer the trauma of being removed from their home, but because we don't have any foster homes up here, oftentimes we have to send them to either Reno or down to Carson City. And as a result, they end up getting moved out of the school up here. So they are removed from their parents, plus their friends, because we don't have any foster homes. So I would ask in both the papers, if you could put something in there, if anybody wants is interested in being a foster parent in this county, I have some contact numbers at the Department of Child and Family Services, where if you'd like to apply, and I think it's a relatively rigorous process you have to go through, but if anybody's interested, if you contact me or the Department of Child and Family Services, and if you contact me, I'll give you the name of the person. Her name is Lori Nichols, down at the Division of Child and Family Services, and she's one of the people that works with people who want to become foster parents. But I'd certainly invite any of you that might think you'd want to do that. I think it would be rewarding, and it would certainly help us out to not traumatize the children in two cases, one removing them from their home and then having to remove them from the school that they're in and have to be away from their parents. Again, we've only had a couple of situations like this in the 2.5 years I've been up here, but at least in one instance, one of the little girls was going to school up here and had to be moved down to Carson City because we didn't have foster parents up here. So I'd certainly invite anybody that thinks they might be interested in that to apply and give me a call, and I'll put you in touch with Lori Nichols. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Have you already got anything to pass from the clerk's office?
Okay, I guess we got everybody, huh? Where is Maurice? Didn't show up. Okay. Item number 11, acceptance renewal from Nevada's public agency insurance pool. Carol and company.
Come with crayons. Come with crayons.
You can slap him. It's not against the law.
Don't
bounce. Girl, choke.
Commissioners, I'm Carol Ingalls from Ingalls & Associates, and I am your insurance agent for the property and liability program that Story County participates in. And also with me is Wayne Carlson, who is the executive director of Pool Pact, who has actually established and worked with Story County ever since the inception of the program. This year's renewal came in, and the brochures I gave you, the top one is the actual summary of the program, and within the summary is the rate sheet or the premium breakdown. It's about 5 pages in. And Currently, the county has a $5,000 deductible, and just to see what kind of savings there would be or what kind of cost it would incur, we also quoted a $2,000 deductible. However, I should have prefaced that by saying the premium this year has gone down about 6% from last year. So all things being equal, the $5,000 deductible has worked out very well for you, has cut down the claims activity tremendously, and worked to your advantage. Wayne, do you have comments?
Yes, looking at the claims history of the last 5 years, the last four of the last 5 years have been dramatically lower than the fifth year. And so that improvement in trend is what has helped a lot with your renewal pricing. Your exposures did go up a little bit. Your payroll went up, your property values went up, and that sort of thing. But it was offset by the improvement in the experience at the $5,000 deductibles.
Good deal.
So that's our information on the pricing. The other pamphlet is a just a brochure explaining the cyber liability insurance that is now being available to all of the pool members at no additional cost to you. In the past, we haven't had cyber liability, and now we do. This little brochure explains a little bit about how it works and what actual cyber liability is. Do you have questions?
Can I have a few comments if I can. I mean, it's amazing to me. I've been involved with the pool either as an alternate rep or the county's rep for 15 years now. And it just keeps getting better and better. PACT as well, the pool is, I think, is a real flagship. I never thought I'd be excited to spend 2 days in nothing but insurance in the Sparks Nugget for, you know, listening to, to actuaries from Lloyd's of London and everything, although I am a little bit worried about that IRS video, so we need to be conscious of the social hours at 8 o'clock at night. But I think, honestly, again, that Wayne is literally the most gifted person I can imagine when it comes to insurance and to balancing costs. We looked at, I think, as an organization, I sit on the executive board of pool, and I also sit on the HR oversight committee, and we looked at as an organization of roughly a flat policy increase this year, and then there were experience modifications based on that. As Wayne said, we've had a good 4 years. We've had a good 4 years for a number of reasons, but one of those reasons, as Carol has mentioned, is we had to go to a $5,000 deductible. Staff's definitely going to recommend we stay at a $5,000 deductible.
Yeah.
Because it does cut down on our claims and does save us, in this case, $20,000-some-odd, I believe, you know, in what we have forecasted in our budget versus now what we hope to pay Wayne subject to your approval. But I want to give Wayne's organization and Carol. Carol went to bat for us right away on this two years ago, and has really made a night and day difference in how we approach this. But Wayne's organization, from its HR oversight with Jeannie Green, I was talking to you guys about that, you know, earlier. You know, this is a truly an amazing unsung organization that I'm proud to be a small part of, and I'm very grateful for Wayne for leading it. So, thank you.
Yeah.
And our recommendation is go with the $5,000 deductible and take the $20,000 and run.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Wayne, Carol.
Thank you.
I'll just add, by the way, that this is the beginning of our 26th year, so we did the big celebration for 20 through last year, wow, for the 25th year of our operation.
Any questions, comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move for approval move for acceptance of renewal proposal from Nevada Public Agency Insurance Pool and approval for payment from fiscal year 2013-2014 funds and leaving the deductible as is.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Done deal. Item 12, approval of resolution 13375, recognizing the week of June 9th as Senior Awareness Week.
Wait, see you later.
Wait, see ya. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Back again. Last year, we kicked off a week of recognizing our seniors for the contributions that they make to both in our community and nationwide. We would like to see about doing that again this year. We've got a celebration planned in the park on June 9th. Assemblyman Wheeler will be up giving some speeches along with a few other folks. Then we've got a few things planned through the week in conjunction with our community partners. So we would like to formalize it by asking you, esteemed gentlemen, to issue a resolution recognizing our seniors. I think you have a copy of the wording in your packet. Would you like me to read it, or do you?
Okay, go for it.
Resolution 13.375, a resolution by the Story County Board of Commissioners recognizing the week of June 9th, 2013 through June 15th, 2013 as Senior Awareness Week. Whereas seniors are part of the vital fabric that makes up our communities, and whereas seniors bring a lifetime of skill and experience as parents, workers, and citizens that can be tapped to meet challenges in our communities, and whereas seniors volunteer over 1.6 billion hours of service to our country every year, and more than half of those volunteer on a regular basis, and whereas the senior citizens of Story County have, by their faithful and loyal devotion to their responsibilities, demonstrated a dedication to our communities, and in doing so have established for themselves an enviable and enduring reputation for preserving the rights of seniors and gaining the respect of all citizens. Now, therefore, the Story County Board of Commissioners do hereby proclaim the week of June 9th through June 15th, 2013 as Senior Awareness, and call upon all patriotic, civil, and educational organizations to observe the week by commemorating Story County senior citizens.
Cool. Comments, anything?
Mike mentioned, Sheriff, that Wildworth Saloon is bringing up their wonderful chefs, and so we're going to have a full course meal for everybody up there. Sunday.
Excellent. Free food. I like it.
Pardon me?
Excellent. Free food. I like
it. Yeah, it really is free food, and it's just great. You know, these guys won the People's Choice Chili Cook-Off this year, too, so starting to make a pretty good reputation for this hour. But we're delighted to support and be a part of. Wonderful undertaking.
Great. Well, I'll look for a motion then on this item. Go ahead, Clarence.
Yeah, all right, sir. So I'll move that we approve Resolution 13-375, recognizing the week of June 9th, 2013 through June 15th, 2013, as our Senior Awareness Week.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Thank you, sir. Community Development, item 13. Go ahead, Bob. How are you today?
Good. Good afternoon, Board. For the record, Robert Morris. I'm here to ask you to introduce Ordinance Number 13-248. It's... let me read the title to you. It's an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 15.20, updating provisions, providing for new definitions, requiring maintenance and water courses, and providing for other properly related matters. If I could just briefly tell you, Shannon Gardner asked me to review some changes he had made. I looked at the code, and there were some further changes that I suggested to be made, and that's been done. There's a couple of interesting issues that I'll raise next meeting during the public hearing. on it, but at this point I would just ask that you introduce it today. Unless there's any questions, and I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, guess not.
It's just a housekeeping measure, right?
Yeah, we'll just move to introduce the...
Introduce Marshall, Commissioner McBride. It is viewed as housekeeping, given the same conformance with state and federal laws.
Yes, and we've had the state review it, and they're on board with it. So, I'll point out some of the changes next time just to show you the type of changes that are being made. And if we could have public comment before you introduce it, that would be great.
I might also mention we've had the TRI review the changes in the ordinance, and we're certainly in agreement with it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Okay. Motion then?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 14, Licensing Board.
Chairman, Commissioners, Community Development recommends for second reading business licenses that we continue items B, C, F, H, I, J, and K.
Okay. A motion?
Sure, okay. Mr. Chairman, if I move for approval on the 14 of
continuing. This will be continuing. These would be to continue these business
you want
licenses.
Approval? Okay, you want approval? You want a motion to continue?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Move to continue B, C, F, G, I, J, K. Is that correct?
F, H, I, J, and K, not G.
Okay.
I'll second your motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Community Development recommends to approve, and I'll read these out so they don't become confused with the others on the record. A, D, E, and G, and that would be to approve Angel Engineering, Mountain Building Group, Rhino Building, Built Welding, and Dankin Crystals Mining Company, LLC. That's a store, by the way.
Motion?
Okay. Move for approval of A, D, E, and G.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Austin. Board comment, Lance?
Yeah, comment just for fun. I'm reading down through here at TRI. You got Nevada Distribution, you got Schwab. We've got Hot Pot, American Arms Delta, got Battleborn Munitions, that's two arms manufacturers or military. Mars is doing their pet care expansion, so a lot of activity in the north part of the county.
Yeah, looks good. Yeah. Marshall, any comments?
I have nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're done.